The California recall election looks like it's a matter concerning just two individuals, Governor Gray Davis and actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Opinion polls may be driving the strategy of both camps, as the latest surveys show Schwarzenegger pulling away from the other candidates on the replacement ballot, and Gray Davis's chance of keeping his job beginning to slip out of reach, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
For the past 2 months, Gray Davis has ignored all the candidates vying to replace him. He's been above the fray, just going about his business as the newly humbled yet experienced governor. His real opponent has been the recall itself. He's belittled the process in both his speeches and his ad campaign.
Newspapers are calling it a circus. Millionaires, local gadflies, political mavericks, even a porn king, all running for governor because someone could win with as little as 15% of the vote. Imagine the possibilities.
In the past few days, Davis has changed his focus. It's now all Arnold all the time. On Monday, Davis was at a free clinic in Santa Monica, complaining that Schwarzenegger had lied about the governor's record on expanding health care for poor children. He's done the same thing, said Davis, by exaggerating the state's economic problems.
Every day, we will point out yet another misstatement where Mr. Schwarzenegger is tearing down this great state for his personal partisan advantage.
And Davis again challenged Schwarzenegger to debate him one-on-one, a challenge he's repeated every day for the past 5 days.
I don't know what Mr. Schwarzenegger's afraid of. I mean, I never participated in the Mr. Universe contest. I weigh maybe 165 pounds on a good day. I'm ready to go to him toe-to-toe, but he seems to be the one on the run here.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, however, has already done the only debate he's going to do, and has other plans for the last few days of the campaign, says his spokesman, Sean Walsh.
The truth of the matter is, we have a goal, we have a focus, we have a hopeful message that we are going to take to the smallest towns in the state, to the largest cities. Our focus is letting people see Arnold up close and in person. Our focus is not to simply give an opportunity for Gray Davis to try and tear Arnold Schwarzenegger down.
There may be no face-to-face meeting, but Schwarzenegger's main target is now Gray Davis. On Sunday, for example, in the Northern California town of Redding, the hero of all those action movies portrayed his campaign to unseat the governor as hand-to-hand combat.
We are now in the trenches. This is war because Desperate Davis is hanging out there. He knows he's in trouble, and he's going to run a dirty campaign this week. We are going to be very careful, but we together, on October 7th, we are going to take the government back, right?
Making this a two-man race suits both candidates, according to Bill Carrick, a veteran Democratic campaign strategist not involved in the recall. Schwarzenegger, he says, is trying to put himself on equal footing with the governor to diminish the status and the threat from his more conservative Republican rival, State Senator Tom McClintock.
The Schwarzenegger campaign wants to scare the Republicans that are voting for McClintock into rallying to Schwarzenegger at the end by scaring them by thinking about the prospects of the continuation of Governor Davis.
And for Davis, the focus on Schwarzenegger is an attempt to get the attention of the roughly 20% of Democrats who are planning to vote yes on the recall.
Largely Latinos, largely union households, where they're having trouble getting them to move off of yes on the recall back to no. And they're trying to make sure that Democrats understand the consequences of voting yes on the recall. You could end up with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There is a risk here for Davis. He's got a reputation, well earned, according to many, as a tough and nasty campaigner. But Carrick says in this case, Davis doesn't have much of a choice about going after Schwarzenegger.
If you can't move these voters, get these yes voting Democrats on your side, try something else.
Davis just has to hope that something else won't remind voters of one of the things they didn't like about him in the first place. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.